Om Shanti, and welcome to today evening session on thoughts, the greatest treasures of all. We have the pleasure of having Sudesh Didi with us today. Didi came into contact with the BKs in the 50s during Sakar Baba's time. Very experienced senior sister. She was one of the pioneers who went to the foreign lands 40 years back. Wealth of experience, currently based in Germany. So Didi is going to share to us about thoughts.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Where are we sitting? What are we thinking? What are we seeing? What are we doing? Of course, you would say, we are sitting here. Where? The place makes us think, makes us aware. The company colors us, whether it's company. And then, not only what that company, what we are seeing it, company make colors us in such a powerful way that we are colored in that company. Others begin to see how much we are colored. As Baba says, in Baba's company, you are colored with his colors of powers. Last week, Baba spoke about the powers connected with colors, and colors he defined as different values, virtues, the color of knowledge, the color of yoga, the color of dharana, the color of service. Perhaps you remember that, Murli. What we hear also makes us think. What we see makes us think. Thoughts are triggered. When our eyes photograph something, when we are focused on that particular scene that we have seen, our sense organs, through these sense organs are the methods, it's the medium to trigger thoughts. What you hear, a new information makes you think. We taste something, our taste buds make us think. We feel hot and cold, our skin, touch makes us think. All these are called thinking, means where are they emerging from? They are not emerging from the through the eyes. Information is going through the eyes. Eyes are the windows of this building. Baba defined today, beautiful analogy and a blessing. This body is a house. We are living in it as trustees. And this building has door, open and close. Yes, it's up to us. We open the door full or we open the door how much we want to open it. Eyes are the windows. Ears are ventilators. Because the news comes in air. What is coming out from here and there. So here we are sitting in Gyan Sarovar. In Gyan Sarovar. The topic is the importance of thoughts, the treasure, while being in Madhuban. When we say Madhuban, it's not just Gyan Sarovar. Not just Madhuban Pandav Bhavan. We fill in the form, Madhuban form. When sometime we come and stay in Shantivan, sometime we stay in Gyan Sarovar, sometime we stay in Pandav Bhavan, but it is Madhuban. Madhuban, where God plays Murli. The importance of Madhuban is Murli. And who heard the Murli? Who danced to the tune of the Murli? The memorial is of the gopis and gopis. Gopis and gopis. Who are the gopis and gopis? Who are gopis and gopis? You say with intoxication, we are gopis and gopis. BKs are gopis and gopis. But what is the meaning of gopis and gopis? The one who are incognito effort makers. The one who steal the butter. They don't have any habit of stealing anything. Very royal. But the praise is of stealing the butter. And where does the butter come from? The result of butter, getting butter, Baba says, churned the ocean of knowledge. Get the butter. So we are swimming in the ocean of knowledge, diving deep in the ocean of knowledge. We are enjoying the fresh air of knowledge, playing with the jewels of knowledge. So we are in the company of the knowledge, the ocean of knowledge. And in fact, the basis of thought, as I said, is the information. But that information, how I value it, understand it, apply it, experience it, enjoy it, express it, exchange with others. So it's treasure, it's wealth, jewels of knowledge. Knowledge is called wealth. And when we call it virtue, the jewels of knowledge as well. Some herbalists, some special, those who work with medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, they give the powder of the jewels for health, dust of jewels, of gold and silver. So it is that wealth is health, because thinking makes us happy. It is the thoughts makes us sad. So now how we define these thoughts? Where are they emerging? When we say we are sitting in Gyan Sarovar, the lake of knowledge, it is the gathering of the holy swans. Holy swans. Swan has the, it's a legendary bird, but it is actually all these stories that are on the path of bhakti in scriptures. It's a nice picture of the practical experience and expression which is painted by the painter in the language of the artist, is Holy Swan. If you ask, say, Holy Swan, then it is immediately that the artist will paint the picture and the dramatist will make drama. But the one who is expressing his thought is actually connecting the quality, using expression, picking up something which is valuable, the power of discrimination between right and wrong. Wisdom to, if something is wrong, not to take in. If something is not valuable, waste, just reject it. Something is best, not only appreciate it, accept it, take it, apply it, exercise it, experience it, and express it, make it your own. And so in Madhuban, from morning till evening, we have a wonderful chance, gift, time, opportunity, company, environment. Because knowledge is the source of income. So treasure, income, when it belongs to you, what is income, what comes in. So how it came? It came through the eyes, it came through the ears, it came through the taste, it came through action. Company, connection. So we need to check whether I am increasing this treasure. Am I becoming wealthy? Multi-millionaire? Padma Padam Bhagyashali, multi-millionaire fortunate. So, treasures, wealth, wisdom. So not only just the thoughts, actually the thoughts create the feelings in us, makes us the embodiment of what we are feeling. It is said, as you think, so shall you become. So what kind of thoughts I am thinking and what I want to become? Everyone wants to be a divine being. In a worldly way, if it is what I want to become, what is my goal? People will say, I want to become wealthy, want to be healthy. And Baba is saying, you are becoming a divine being, a perfect being. And the picture of Vishnu is actually a picture which demonstrates the character of healthy, wealthy, cheerful, beautiful, royal, attractive. In one picture is all the treasures. And this is why Baba wants us to become this perfect image. Which is authority as well, the royalty, spirituality, beauty. The source is thinking, thoughts. So am I thinking about future, which is my aim and object? Or I am in the present thinking here where I am, in a Gyan Sarovar, thinking knowledge, in Madhuban, enjoying Murli, in Shantivan, in big crowd experiencing silence and meeting the one who is taking us beyond sound, through his vibrations, through silence. So being at one place, we are in Shantivan, we are in Madhuban, we are in Gyan Sarovar. Madhuban is Gyan Sarovar. Gyan Sarovar is Madhuban. Shantivan is Madhuban. Madhuban is Madhuban. As well as it's a spiritual university, headquarters of the university. So whichever approach we take, we are then thinking, it's inside we are earning, because what it is our mind busy with, we need to be aware of that. We are very big business people, busy bees collecting honey. But mind, where it is busy, what are we collecting from this, in the garden of the living flowers, being in godly garden? And a beautiful atmosphere. Each flower has its own color. each flower had its own personality, fragrance of spirituality. Each flower is its own, actually, the beauty of it, how it is expressing itself with different petals of different size. So, very important thing to think what I am thinking. Importance of the thoughts we create in Madhuban, its treasure. So it begins actually with the self. Can be different approach. But it is each individual, when by hearing, seeing, experiencing, it's our own thought is when, how they are having influence on me, touching my heart, creating very beautiful feeling of joy, of happiness, of bliss. And so Baba said, the path to progress is self-awareness. Swachintan means think about your own self. Don't worry. Worry is that you are actually losing the power. Thinking, you are increasing the power. When you are worrying about yourself, investment is not really investment which will bring some power. Worry makes you think a lot. Worry creates fear. Worry creates insecurity. Worry creates tension. But thinking is a different thing. That is also, worry is also thinking. But it is wasting energy. Either we worry about the past or we worry about the future. Because we are not sure and secure in the present, that's why we worry. When we are sure and secure in the present, there is no worry, there is great joy. Because if you are earning some income, something is coming in, you are taking in something. Satisfaction is there. And so in Hindi, a beautiful expression is, Swa Chintan Unnati Ki Seedhi Hai, means, the steps to go for upward, the basis of that is awareness of the self, thinking about the true self, introspection, focusing on my inner being. And swa is not only just thought, is not only the mind. Thoughts are connected with the mind and its treasure. But what makes it treasure in the mind? What creates fear in the mind? What creates insecurity and security in the mind? Who's doing this business to earn? To income, bring in income. Not just mind. It is the intellect that is making the mind feel. It is the eye of the intellect. I see with the doubt, with the eye of intellect, or I see with the faith in the intellect. How my intellect is defining it, describing it, visualizing it. It means the light of knowledge. The intellect is making the mind think. How I understand things. So I can be in the company of the person that is near me in my room, the way they do. They are from different places. I learn from the same, might be from them with the consciousness of learning something, or I don't like doubting it. So how I interpret it? So company, because there's a variety here, it is now my intellect is picking up something, bring for myself. All of us are learning every day the same Murli, hearing same Murli. And after Murli, when it is Murli is revised, each one will pick up different points. Same Murli it is. And for that person, that Murli, that point is very special. Because that is what that for that day is attention. Murli is very sweet. Baba is sweet. Murli is sweet. Spoken to the sweet children. It begins with sweet, sweet children. And when I really take these versions in, sweet, sweet children, Baba is speaking to me, sweet children. So my attention will go to Baba is speaking to me. So really Murli is like a bar of chocolate, no? Doesn't matter which side you bite, no? You bite from the middle and you bite from the corner, you bite it from, break it and take a little piece. Taste is the same. So Baba's Murli is very sweet. But then sometimes Baba's strong versions, yeah, but how could Baba say this? We begin to see now this same Murli. Sometimes when we are using the understanding of my based, the knowledge based on past, some experience of my own, then even the sweet Murli, not necessary I will enjoy it. It is sweet. It's medicine as well. So sometimes it might be not so sweet, but it is very strong medicine to cure my sickness. So it is saving my, actually it is helping me to become healthy. So I don't waste my thoughts. So thoughts begins once again, come back to the thought. Thoughts begin, thoughts are created in the mind. And as I think, so shall I become. So what I'm thinking? So I'm thinking at this moment, present, who do I belong? Who am I? That Janaki has given very powerful focus since 7 years. Actually, she is repeating the same thing. Who am I? Who do I belong to? What I have to do? Before doing, I need to think, no? People do say, think before you act. But Baba says, think before you think. What I'm thinking. So when I'm thinking about my own self, Om, who am I? I'm thinking about just my present state of mind. Or I'm thinking as I am a complete, pure child of God. Svachintan. I'm a soul. Soul is not just mind. I'm divine intellect as well. I'm pure personality, child of God. Now, subtlety of our thoughts will create the feelings. Thought change into feelings. You are not thinking anymore. And now these thoughts, feelings have brought income. What income? What has come in mind? Just this moment, not what has come in. It is 1, 2, 5, 7 together qualities. Minimum one definitely will come. As we are soul conscious. So now thought, we are not thinking. It has become the vibrations, feelings, and feeling means you are experiencing the quality. The knowledge has become now virtue. It's not only knowledge anymore. This is knowledge is there. But it became just like when you have wealth. You buy something from that wealth. It is transformed. That wealth is transformed into object. I buy this shawl, it's not money anymore, but it is something which is valuable. Now it's not only just a piece of cloth, it is doing something else. It is now when winter, it is protecting me against cold. Subtle. Money I put, it will not protect me from cold. Even I put a bundle of few euros and wear a dress of a few pounds or dollars. The dress of dollars will not cover me. But when I change that money into dress, it is covering me. So this is what I want to say. We are sitting here in Gyan Sarovar, in Madhuban. What Baba is giving me, when I am making into pure thinking, feelings, it's an income of love, God's love. What is showering upon me? Baba's care. When I'm accepting it, appreciating it, it's joy, it's bliss. When I have faith in it, with this knowledge is becoming faith, it's power. I'm able to conquer Maya. Now it's changed, just like the business, when you are earning an income, so it is just sitting in the bank, okay, you might be millionaire, but you are not really enjoying that wealth. So when wealth is there, you make business, misinterpret it. So thought should not just remain up to the thought. It is an income, but it's income only when I understand the value, the knowledge. Yes, I know this is what Baba is saying. I believe this is true. Baba says, talk to each other. Yesterday's Murli, that, no? Talk to each other only about the knowledge. Don't gossip. Interact with each other, the jewels that you are earning. Otherwise you are destroying the truth. You are ruining your stage. And gradually ruining, you make yourself bankrupt. You lose your happiness. And so it's the same wealth. I am here in Madhuban, there's no chance of losing anything. Madhuban is more and more we use, the more we share, our business increases. It could be sharing, not necessarily with the mouth, speaking. You're not just here, you go and speak, just being. You're sharing, you're earning. Because our thoughts, not only it become vibrations, our thought creates the atmosphere, it's transforming. So in this wealth treasure is becoming subtler and subtler. Wealth is visible and wealth is subtle as well. Just like a businessman who is earning income is transforming, no? Income is transforming into an other level of energy. So wealth, you buy certain things, then you build a building, it becomes a building. But this is wealthy person, has a big palace, it is his property. They are not dollars, but it's property. Then in the building, it's nice, beautiful, valuable. Furniture is very valuable. It is his property. Then he's enjoying that day, whatever it is, all the comforts, the gadgets he has, maybe scientific things, or maybe electronic, or maybe ordinary, or whatever. So in the same way, our thoughts, first it is with the awareness of the Self, simple, original jewel. I am a jewel. An eternal being. So now an eternal jewel. Of what? Of one of the original eternal qualities of God. Baba's qualities, knowledge, purity, peace, love, wisdom, bliss, truth, benevolence. So it means sanskaras, now that what it is becoming, being. So I am seeing myself and begin to see others, its interaction now is making me healthy, wealthy, happy, prosperous. So these my thoughts then are more being automatically attracted, pulled towards Baba, or it is Baba's energy is attracting me upward. So now when I'm thinking man mana bhava, so now my mind is not only just on me as a soul, not only just I'm seeing others as souls, interacting with others, but now I'm making a business with God. Busy with Baba. So then there are many sources open, many resources. Just like when we are connected with matter, we become materialistic, we have many resources of earning income. Materialistic people would have to do business, sometimes business shipping with water, sometimes with air, because air is very wealthy. He has a business, he has a shipping company. Yeah, he's an air company. We think of all this company which brings the income. It's connected with matter, makes us materialistic. They think everything reality in matter. But we are doing this business, and that's why they become extroverted, and so maybe wealth is there, but happiness is not there. Our income is incognito. Because we are earning an income. Who is beyond this influence of matter, does not become matter. And no matter whatever is happening, it doesn't matter. It's beyond matter. And so a real treasure it becomes when I am now busy with Baba. So automatically what happens? Thinking about others stops. I'm not wasting my time, not wasting my breath, not wasting my energy. So every breath is an income, and with every breath we breathe in is an income. It means yoga is the source of income. Manmana bhav. What is manmana bhav? Have yoga with me. What it is bringing in, now my heart is happy. So now feeling became deeper. And this company of Baba, when it became very deep, so automatically what is happening? The breath that I am breathing in, breathing out, has brought not only just satisfaction, happiness, but bliss. Blissful. And then I'm breathing out, the more and more this with this blissful feeling, radiating, generating, spreading in a subtle way, creating vibrations. What is happening here in Madhuban? It's the atmosphere also makes us very powerful. What Baba did in Madhuban, in Pandav Bhavan, it was walking, talking, sitting. The air has become so filled, even after so many years. This the courtyard of Madhuban, Baba's room. So these walls have wealth of vibrations. Because every breath that in, out, every word that Baba spoke, the versions were jewels. So thinking, when it is connected with Baba, and from what Baba is coming in the soul, And then what we are breathing out with that experience. So even walls can absorb that wealth. And that place brings an income for us. That's why we go and sit in Baba's room. It became a pilgrimage place. When sitting together, meditating together, what we are actually, we are sharing an income with each other. But coming in, that with thoughts, with breathing out, going in the atmosphere. So this manmana bhava is now automatically, I'm not losing any energy, not wasting my thoughts, because now I have turned away from matter consciousness. I'm turned into soul consciousness. So this business, busy in soul consciousness. And soul conscious means the soul is conscious of its qualities. And this connection with Baba is not gross connection, it is the subtle connection. It is not connection, it's a relationship with Baba. And so if it's a company of my parents, then certainly what my parents have earned, that is my income as well. So it is Baba, what Baba is, what Brahma Baba is, Mama, what Dadi is, what they have income. It's a place where Baba, Madhuban, Dadis have earned an income. So it's our company here. And in this company we are, even they are not present here, but the vibrations, that's our company. So we are taking in, so tuning then. So first step of manmana bhava is that in my mind now, I am aware of my qualities, I'm aware of Baba's qualities. So qualities, Baba's powers of knowledge, of love, of peace, is now attracting, connecting each other. It's a gravity between the qualities. Connection between the qualities. Tuning, in other words. I'm turning away from external influence, turning in soul consciousness, tuning to Baba. And now this interaction is taking place now. So instead of thinking about myself, thinking about others, now thinking what Baba has taught me, what Baba told me today, what Baba told me yesterday, what did Baba tell me before other day. One or other thing is always, we are not able to remember the full Murli. It will not be practical. Actually, no matter how much efforts you make, it's not that you are able to really digest and take every word of the Murli, but few words which you have really taken in, income has become, that is what you start doing business with. But when I start to worry taking everything, then I would not become so full. In fact, you feel more not comfortable. So here it is tuning with one, the quality that you have taken in, but you have eaten from a big pot. Now you know this Murli is the food. Food for more than 1 million BKs. And now food is open. It's generous distribution. Maybe I do not know how many millions would be eating this food. Hearing Murli, Baba's Murli, it is on the internet. It's in peace of mind. Many are eating, no? So it is cooked for so many. and you can eat only what is in your plate. When I try to eat the whole, would not be able to digest. And I'm worrying, I am not able to inculcate that, I'm not able to understand this. Even Baba's Murli, you are thinking, but you are not enjoying it. So you can tune what you have taken in, what has become income, what you have made, that pure feeling of that day's Murli. Sometimes it is in form of directions. But that is also very powerful direction for encouragement. You have taken encouragement. Like today's Murli. Don't lose hope. Don't have fear. Or very beautiful way, child, get up in the morning, meditate. Okay, you had yoga only 1 minute, not to worry. Don't think, what is the point of waking up? I got up and all the time I was nodding. No, I was sleeping. So better to sleep comfortable in the bed rather than sitting in the room. I did not get any income. Even the joy I had yesterday, I have lost that as well. So now what is encouragement? Sit. Okay, come again. Sit next day as well. You will have 2 minutes yoga. Next day you will have 4 minutes yoga. Next day you will have then 1 point more. So 2 minutes become 20 minutes. How 20 minutes pass? 4 minutes? How 40 minutes pass? You didn't even notice. Oh, hold, Amrit Vela, it passed so quickly. It's encouragement, enjoyment. So take 1 point. Any in the form of direction or connection. So tuning in. And then you begin to think. So now you are earning more in income. So practical. So be mine with your mind. And make your mind my mind, man above. So now my mind is what is benevolent. So automatically with experience, sometimes you begin to send vibrations of peace. Sometimes you begin to appreciate what Baba has given. Sometimes you are so powerful, you are not doing anything, but just being, sitting in Baba's eyes and seeing yourself, the light in his eyes, and Baba in my eyes. Your income now. What your income is, Baba is now coming and sitting in your eyes, in your heart. Now Baba is my treasure. Knowledge is not. Now this knowledge became God Himself treasure for me. So this love become treasure. Okay, now the time is telling us to enjoy, experience, make your every thought of knowledge, every thought of virtue, every thought of picking something good from others. So feeling deep become experience, and this experience becomes our property. We become prosperous, wealthy. So let us have now what he has time for, 1 hour yoga. So enjoy, play with the jewels, share in form of vibrations, whatever you like to do. Very wealthy. Well, we are multi-millionaire. No one is so wealthy like us.